This is a Slog Audio Caching Podcast, produced by Paul Connor Packy of St. Louis, Missouri. September the 22nd, 2006. Episode number 41. Interview with Bob and Linda Schaefer, aka Cash Crazies, of Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Connelpacky, your host of the Slaga Geocaching Podcast. I am a member of Slaga, the St. Louis Area Geocachers Association. These podcast episodes consist of interviews with geocachers and sightseeing tours of geocaching events. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or download MP3 files directly from podcast.geostl.com. During the podcast, if you hear this sound, it means I am about to explain what you're going to hear next. If you hear this sound, it means there has been a break in the conversation or a change in physical location. These podcasts are published under the Creative Commons Non-Commercial, No Derivative License.
During a week-long caching trip through Arkansas, I was invited to meet up with Bob and Linda Schaefer, aka Cache Crazies, in Mountain Home, Arkansas. This was convenient since they weren't that far out of my way to get back to St. Louis. I met up with them on a Friday morning at a park in Mountain Home. We chatted so long that lunchtime rolled around, so we moved the conversation to a catfish diner a few blocks away.
In this section, Bob, Linda, and I talk outside in the park on a very windy day. I meet them in the park where they have placed a microcache. We talk about how the Jakes organization and the Army Corps of Engineers have embraced geocaching. Bob mentions that one of the very early caches was placed in Mountain Home.
Like you're trying to muggle a cache somewhere.
How you do?
How you doing?
Hi, Linda.
Linda,
remember you from Moga?
Moga, I think it was the last time I saw you guys.
Uh-huh. So how's your trip been?
Oh, it's been off and on.
You're ready to get home.
Yeah, staying in the motel.
Oh, that's terrible.
And the humidity today doesn't help my asthma at all.
So what'd you think of Glory Hole?
Very interesting.
Isn't it? When we were there, there was water coming out. It was in July. Stood down at the bottom of that, just taking a shower.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. We want to do Five Fingers and Fuzzy Butt. Hams and all of those in there.
And there's some I wish I could have gotten to, but there's so many caches. I realize, I've been on the road for days and days and days, and yet I see so many caches bypass me on the map because I just don't have time.
I know what you mean. There's just not enough hours. You're apparently like us. We love the hikes. Yeah. Wish you had the time.
What I need to do is just to come down here, for like a long weekend or something,
mm-hmm.
and just, go out and I would have a place to stay and come back when it gets dark.
If you ever do that, just let us know. Be happy to go out with you.
You haven't found them all yet here?
No. We've kind of held back on some, waiting until we're really hungry. Have you found this one yet?
No, I haven't. I actually jumped over to the Army Corps of Engineers. That's the only one I've done so far.
Okay.
I've got like 70 feet, 65 feet. From this one.
Well, we're behind you. It's Michael.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, I could be here for days.
Personally, I don't like putting micros out, but
when you're in town and you're the only one that ever places cache, pretty well limited.
I assume it's under a rock somewhere, but...
You're at the right level, but the wrong area. Well, I already checked. It's still here.
You were inches from it earlier.
It's right on top. Little hint, it's right on top.
Right on top. All solid.
Those are.
Ready for another one?
I didn't even look at that one.
The only rock you didn't look at.
That's the only one.
I was down there, some guy comes out, as I've got the cache on the picnic table, and he goes and he sits down and he starts carving something. So I figure he's out there because he saw me. And I said, I suppose you know about this. And he says, no, I don't. I guess he didn't work there. He was just stopping in. He knew nothing about geocaching.
Well, he's a sportsman.
Okay.
A fisherman, probably.
Yeah.
Checking on, boating and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's why we feel real comfortable with
that. Yeah, people at the core, we'll watch the people. And
so I told him, I said, okay, you didn't see this, but I'm putting his ammo box back underneath the and he went back in there eventually, so I figured if he was concerned and told him, they would have said, no problem.
That's
we
it.
Know what that is.
Now, we have got such a great rapport with the Corps of Engineers and the state parks. The guy that used to be over that part of the Corps was just, he was just transferred to Conway. He'd go around caching, he'd write a note in there. I'm with the Corps of Engineers, everything's okay, please, please, please contact me. He wanted to have more caches placed on Corps property.
Well, that's very interesting because we're going to have MOGA 2007 at Mark Twain Lake, and the Army Corps of Engineer contact we had there, he was excited because we had a picnic there months before. He said, oh, I love this geocaching thing, why don't you come down? He said, go ahead and place 50 or 60 caches, make them permanent, he'll maintain them.
You're a kid. You can't beat that. Give you an idea of how good a rapport the cachers have with the Corps and the state parks.
This Jake's?
It's through the Wild Turkey Federation. They sponsor it, but the Fish and Game, the Corps of Engineers, the state parks, they all get together and do it, put on this. And this is the third year that they've asked the cachers.
Okay. Being over here, you're still part of the Arkansas.
Basically, kind of redheaded stepchild.
We've been to all of the meet and greets out there.
Like you said, you're not into the 200 finds in the weekend anymore.
Right.
We're past that too. We enjoy more just taking our time and like the glory hole or some of those. Now that's your entire mobile studio.
Here's the wireless stuff. There's a guy. He's a geocacher, but he's also a podcaster. And he likes to play around with microphones. You know, if you have glasses and you have those little croakies to keep them from falling off. He went to Radio Shack and he created these. And you put those on the end, but there's microphones here. So you have the binaural effect. Whatever you hear would be the same thing that I would hear if you're inside my head.
Oh my gosh. And this technology is unreal.
He did that also here for the earbuds. These are really not speakers. They're microphones. They put little holes in there, so as you're wearing them, you can still. So it's kind of stealth. So, Linda, you work at the.
I work at District Court.
And what do you do there?
I'm the chief clerk for District Court. I've been there 15 years. District Court, we do criminal and traffic cases, civil and small claims. Felonies are in the District Court. Really bad guys.
What's the latest crime these days? What's the going?
Minor in possession. We have an awful lot of problems with the kids coming over from Paragould, Jonesboro, because we've got the lakes. And, of course, they got a party.
Underage charges have doubled in the last 2 years.
For alcohol?
But other than that, meth. Meth is horrible. I know it is in Missouri, too.
You're a cabinet maker?
Mm-hmm. Independent.
Do you have a shop at your house?
Right. We have 12 acres.
So anything that needs to be built out of wood, you make it yourself?
Yeah, furniture, cabinets, whatever, cash containers. Scott had named off a whole bunch of places he'd like to see caches on Corps property. And I asked him, well, how about here? And he just fell in love with the idea. He loved cache. Before he got transferred, he wanted us to take him to all of the caches on Corps property, know where they were at, so if they had a controlled burn, because there's one cache here that's been burned 3 times that we know of, but it's one that was abandoned years ago. Different people are maintaining it.
But
you know,
this way he thought he could warn the cachers that they were going to burn there, or if nothing else, rescue them until after the burn, then put them back.
Now that he's gone, is there still a policy in place that doesn't put any of the other existing caches in danger of being pulled by somebody who said, what are these things? I don't want these things.
We talked to the guy at Jake's that took over Scott's job. He instantly loved geocaching. Plus, they liked the response we had at their event. I talked to him and I told him what Scott wanted to do about seeing where all these were, and he said, that's a great idea. We'll incorporate that. Scott basically wrote the policy for geocaching
in this area.
So there is one that's on paper that
it's on paper, but it's not. We've never even seen it. He wanted us to work on it with him, but I was so busy at the time. There's some type of a permit thing set up, but nobody knows what it is. It's just an unwritten, you know, it's formality.
As long as it doesn't make my job any harder every day.
Right, that's
because
it.
Because of your silly hobby.
Right. He hit up our state park here at the Bull Shoals. He doesn't want to be bothered with it. It's fine with him. We can put him out. Linda knows him through work. She called him one time about something, about renewing it, wasn't it?
Renewing the permit.
He says, oh, well, Bob did that already. And she says, I don't think so. And he says, oh, he says, I know what it was. I knew it was due, so I just renewed it anyway. we're only supposed to have it out for 2 years. So he automatically renews it. He doesn't care. You know, as long as he's not bothered with it.
Bob just finished working on the new visitor center at Bull Shoals State Park. It's not even officially open yet, but Tracy's already said he wants him to put in a couple more caches up there.
Oh. Now, are they helping in stocking or advertising or anything, or they just say, you have permission and that's it?
They have it on their website that mentioned geocaching. They haven't helped stock it, but the ones we have in the state park, we try to buy things from the state park, gifts, thing that has Arkansas State Parks on it. So we're giving to them by buying things to put in the cache from them and scratch each other's back. Are you at all familiar with Gaston's? It's a world-famous resort, fishing resort, high dollar. And he is on the state park's board of directors, Jim Gaston. Well, they contacted us and wanted us to put some on their trail. So
really?
that was
wow.
A big boost.
Wow. $100 of cash.
Okay.
Let's make a deal.
But they were going to stock them for us, but so far we've never received anything to stock them
with. We've never out and out asked.
We have one of the originals here. Right now it's disabled. It was in the top first 75 caches ever placed. I wish he'd put it back out.
Is it within the Mountain Home area?
It's in town.
Okay. Yeah, it's not far from the Comfort Inn.
Okay.
It's over at the back, etc. Did you see the big gorilla statue?
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Oh, okay.
Gorilla
cache. I drove by that thought, what is that doing there? What does that represent?
It's called a gorilla stash. People kind of take care of that one for him because he's very inactive. Hot dogs off trail that I told you would live in Wisconsin. One time they were down here, they drove by to visit it. They usually go by and put something in it just for the fun of it. And the can was gone, so they put a new can out, stocked it and everything themselves. So like you said, there's good people at cache.
Caching itself and all this podcasting stuff is just money coming out of my pocket. I mean, I'm not making anything off of it. It's just a labor of love. And
it's too bad that you can't find a sponsor.
Yeah. Well, then I think, will that really take away some of the freedom and obligation?
They're going to want to dictate what you can do.
Right.
Or they're going to want something out of it.
Yeah. If I run out of money, I stop doing it. If I don't want to do it, I stop doing it.
Mm-hmm. But that's it.
I find the time. I mean, this week-long vacation is unpaid. I just need to get away, and if that, in the meantime, hey, I've got some new content, you know, trying something I haven't tried before.
Right.
Little Rock wiped out at one.
Almost every cache from Little Rock north, now there's getting to be a lot over by Fayetteville, Fort Smith. We haven't cached in Fort Smith in 3 or 4 years. Now there's getting to be a lot west. Searcy, Jonesboro area is now, for a long time, they had one cache that was put out before we started, and it went for 3 years without any other caches in town.
I couldn't believe that.
And it's a big town like that.
As far as caching here, we felt guilty at times about putting so many out, you know, in case somebody else wanted to, but we wait and wait and wait. Nobody else puts one out, so, you know. And if you want to draw outsiders into the area, you've got to keep coming up with new caches.
We're under 800, but we can remember most of them that we've done. We like quality. If we only get one in a day, if it's a good cache. There was a cacher in the area, and he just disappeared. His name was Harry Hillbilly.
Oh, sure.
Remember him?
He had
the most awesome caches that he would never take you anywhere that was not interested.
And that's kind of the way I feel about this Captain Adam. Puts those interesting ones out. Mm-hmm. And I did
all
a few.
Falls.
He has all falls.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, there's one I hadn't planned on doing. It was the last one of the day. And I thought, well, it's Captain Adam. It's going to be nice. So I'm just going ahead and do it. And, you know, it was a bushwhack down the hill. Once I got there, like, man, this is amazing. You know, it's
tourists would not go there because there's not a paved path.
Yep.
But even though it was bushwhacked down the hill, once you got to the creek, you could see it was a well-worn path. You just follow the creek down, you're going to hit the fall. And he had hit it at a very nicely strategic place that wasn't too dangerous.
And you know, the fascinating part is his wife runs a marathon. Okay, you know that hill at Glory Hole? I mean, that's a steep climb coming out. They were running up it. We were going down, and they were coming out, and they were running. But he's a physicist. You'd never expect that.
Tell me a little bit more about the Jakes.
Junior's acquiring knowledge, ethics, and sportsmanship.
We're not members of it, but it's the Wild Turkey Federation. It's a branch off of there for kids, teach the kids sportsmanship and all of that. It's a national organization. We put up an educational booth. We had pictures there, and we had, what, about 20 cashers showed up?
No, the Jakes teaches the kids all sorts of outdoor survival and fun and games, things to do outside. We set out temporary caches, and the geocachers that come in take the kids out, show them how to use the GPS and find the caches.
We've had 3 caches taken from that park because of the youth center. Now the youth center's involved.
They started their own geocaching lessons, and they formed a group to go out and actually find the caches.
The head of the youth center, Jackie Leatherman, she's very, very pro caching.
She's the park superintendent for this area.
We had one just outside of her office. It was the first one we had muggled from there, and she was so disappointed because she loved seeing people look.
Because a lot of people come out to the lakes here, would you say that during tourist season, this is a really busy town?
Now, the fishing does bring people year-round, but not as much in the winter. Fishermen are more this time of the year than the summer. It's tourists during the summer, and they're more interested in catching fish than they are finding caches.
But yeah, they do go up during the summer a little bit.
Even with the ticks and chiggers, people still do get out. Got a couple of island caches here.
We found one of the island caches a year ago. Mm-hmm. Took our grandson treasure hunting. Found it, and there's been like 3 people that have found it.
It's an ammo can about that high.
Biggest ammo can I've ever. I mean, there were full-size stuffed animals in there.
Oh.
Big ammo can.
Do you remember your first cache?
It was the gorilla cache. We found it without a GPS. Okay. The second one we found, we didn't have a GPS yet. And those were the only 2 out of 3. We looked for the third one, come find out we were on the wrong mountain. But we found 2, so we can do this.
So decided we probably needed to get a GPS to find that third.
So we had one that week.
How far have you guys traveled?
When we went to Colorado, it was 2,000 miles. The main reason we went was caching. Our excuse to go was our daughter graduated from nursing school.
But
and, of course, we had to go see the parents, right?
We did, what, 7 states along the way.
We started in July, and there again, I mean, we would drive. We'd drive up to Missouri, back down to Little Rock, to Eureka Springs in a weekend. Everything was taken up here, so Labor Day, we decided we were going to go do some real hardcore caching. So we'd go to Memphis. We were so proud of ourselves. In a 3-day weekend, we hit 9 caches.
I think our highlight was we hit Mingo in Kansas.
The oldest.
And it was technically buried. But that was okay in those days.
It was technically buried. As soon as you walk up, you see it. There's nothing else around.
Yeah.
Sometime you talk to Nikki Jeepers. Talk to her about the Irish Wilderness. It's the one you have to do overnight.
You hike out, and you finally found it nearby in the park.
You knew about that one. How that girl can hike that far. Yeah, she is dedicated. Backpacking Jack, Troy, the guy is so good-hearted, he would not hurt anybody for anything. Jack is very controversial.
He's very outspoken.
Very, very outspoken. He's retired. He's done this money mouse thing where he has divided the state up into quarters. On one Saturday a month, he would go 200 miles from home, post the coordinates at 7 o'clock in the morning. He had 3 hours to get there. First person there got a $100 bill, which we did get one of. The second place would get 50. And then there was 20 and $2 bills. And, you know, it was just a thing to get cashers together for a good time.
And to me, well, you said it yourself, there's something for everybody. He quit. I was sorry to see that. Lady Engineer has quit before. If something isn't going her way, she quits.
I don't see why anyone has to quit. You can disagree.
We don't
post have, or not post.
We don't have to belong to that association. The group here, at one point, they wanted all events to be sanctioned through the association. If you weren't a member of the association, you could not have an event. Well, we were out to shoe on, we can. If we want to have an event, we'll have an event. But it didn't come to that. They wanted caches to be approved through the group.
Prior to them being submitted to GC.com?
These things were briefly mentioned, but it was on somebody's mind. Or they wouldn't have been mentioned.
Now, we like being part of the group, but we won't be controlled by any.
Yeah, we've kind of just bowed out of OMG. It's gotten to be too dog-eat-dog, cutthroat. Jeepers, you know, did so much. I mean, she was working with that thing constantly, and all of a sudden, everybody else is wanting to take power over. You know, I don't even read it, so I don't even know what's going on. I can't even really comment on it. That's why I quit reading, because I didn't like what it was. They say there's other things in life.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if there is, but that's all we ever take is signature items. It's kind of fun. One of the funniest things we ever found is a couple of joints. It used to be called Cult Cache, but it has been archived, and it was such a fantastic spot. There had to be a cache there, so we put another one out. But when we found the Cult Cache, it's no wonder it was muggled. I mean, there was this square hole, square tunnel through the solid rock that you had to crawl through on your hands and knees, and you get to the other side, and it's a sheer drop off to the river.
Wow.
It was a beautiful bluff. Well, we named this one Little Hawk's Creek because it looks exactly, it's a miniature hawksbill. We opened it up, and there was a couple of joints in there, and a log. It said, We were here for our birthday, and we killed a case of beer and a bottle of Jack Daniels, and so we're signing the log, took nothing, left a couple of joints. But they didn't steal it. I mean,
right.
When we were in May, went on our trip, we got back, and there was two emails that our caches had been muggled. And one was a very, well, they were both really important to us. One, we put out to celebrate Woodwalker's 1,000th find and Ice Cream Man's 500th find, their brothers. They dumped all the contents on top of the rock and took the can. The other one was the first cache we ever put out, so it had a big sentimental meaning to us. They took everything but left the log. The only thing on, they left their own log. It said, took everything, left nothing. And then signed it. Had put it in a baggie and left the log there. And it made me mad. It was an antique ammo can. The ones I hate are the ones that are in residential neighborhoods. You don't know if you're walking on somebody's private property. And another one we don't like is going to one and it says, we have permission to cross this person's yard. Yeah. I mean, that place is where they dump bodies.
Oh, really?
I mean, it is horrible area. Well, we were down there looking.
On a rainy, snowy February morning at 8 o'clock.
Sunday morning. Cop pulled up and said, what are you doing? Well, we had our printout, showed it to him, and it was, He says, well, are you going to find it? And he said, yes, sir. We are going to find it. Because he kept eyeing that GPS. I mean, this was a number of years ago. But what we didn't realize, it was a yellow alert. We were on a yellow alert looking for an ammo can under, you know, one of the major bridges crossing east and west of the United States.
Yeah.
He found it, but he confiscated it. We had to take it to him, show him what was in it, and it was a sports card cache.
Oh, that was a theme?
It was a 50 caliber packed full of collector sports cards.
Oh.
So we know what happened to those cards.
Oh, yeah.
But as we were leaving, the bomb squad was coming.
So you got out there in time, so you didn't have to get...
He called them.
...fill out paperwork.
We were in a park in Little Rock. This cop came up, and as we found out later, this park was a popular spot for guys looking for guys.
back into their parking place and
sure,
all of this.
Sure, that's a signal that I'm available.
Mm-hmm. We had been out looking for a cache, and we came back. It had a flat tire. We were sitting there, and this cop walks up and taps on the window, stands back behind, you know. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, we've just been out hiking." He says, "What do you mean, we?" And I said, "Sir, my wife and I." He says, "I don't see your wife." And I said, "If you want to step a couple of steps forward so you can see the passenger side." And the other one was over here, and he said, "Yeah." Oh, it was fast. I was interrogated twice at the same time by the railroad police in a Little Rock.
In the restaurant, I decided to tell the waitress that I would pick up the tab, unbeknownst to Bob and Linda. We talk about how Bob and Linda managed to win trophies during the MOGA 2005 competition while barely breaking a sweat, and about Glenn Nash, a geocaching.com cache approver who lives in the St. Louis area.
Actually, I ran out of underwear the other day.
Oh!
So I'm recycling.
Hey, you gotta do something.
Three of you? Okay, well, I gotta go ahead and get you to drink.
Just like water.
Water? Okay.
Water.
Water?
Water for me
too. Alrighty.
I guess you were glad to see that Baxter was a wet county then, huh? I liked your comment about the dry time.
Because I'm going there, and I thought, well, I'd like a little something to, you know, ease the pain a little bit after a day of caching. I go into Walmart and buy some stuff, and I start looking, where's the liquor aisle? Where's the liquor aisle? So I finally ask a guy, I said, this is a dry county.
I bet you're going to have the ham steak.
I bet you're right.
Oh, their ham steak is like that. Did you design the slug website?
Yeah.
That is a fascinating site.
So here's your card.
We live here. We're never coming back in here again.
Oh, sorry. No, really. I had no choice. He threatened me back there.
Well, I don't want to threaten you out here.
I was scared.
Paul, I wish you wouldn't do that.
No, he was very gentle about it. Thank you, sir. This is your copy, the bottom of it.
No,
y'all have a good day.
That's our tradition. When somebody comes here, we take them lunch. We have more fun with people like yourself or Rich or Jeepers than any of the cashiers around here. You done some of Harry Hillbillies or just remember the name?
There was one that was very memorable. It was, I think it was called Blue Pine. He did one not too far from there also. It was a shut-ins. It was called something shut-ins. I think he did a series with bridges, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Railroad.
BBQ. Back.
That's right, the BBQ series.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know how Nikki and I finished, how she even placed, because we only had a few finds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very few. We were just... We were out for a good time, not for cash.
Right. Maybe that's the secret.
Maybe.
Have some fun and then, oh, look, hey, one. Oh, how about that?
The first year, we did it the easy way.
Yeah, we just kind of winded our way up. We rented one of the cabins up there in Merrimack. Stopped, had lunch with Seifers, and then came back down.
This is during the competition. We stopped for lunch.
Well, when we get, running out of time, we'll just stop. And so we stopped part of the way back down, went on in and signed in. I got first and he got second. She Bear got third. Still about the geo coin.
I avoided them mainly because I used to collect coins and I know how I could get into that and spend a whole lot of money on it. Those things are amazing.
They are.
I mean, and they're solid, and the designs and the colors. I mean, there were some I saw three-dimensional look and then, like, shiny.
Well, the only coins we collect are one from the States we cashed in. That's all we get. We can't get it wrapped up in this coin trading, you know. Okay, I see your coin. I'm going to write down the number. I'm going to put it down on my
list. Coins themselves are nice. I mean, they're
let me give you this. Unless you already have one.
Oh.
Or an Arkansas coin.
No. This is the one you guys... this is the 2006.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I understand you might do another one next year, too.
Now, that's a guy. He has one leg and a broken neck. He will go after any cash out there. he will climb a mountain. He can't wear a prosthesis. He can't get one to fit him. And he will crawl, climb, scoot, whatever it takes to get to a cache.
The cache name is Arkansas Rambler?
Alabama Rambler.
Alabama.
The guy's dedicated. Limestone River, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah, poor guy. He said he spends more time debating with people, telling them why they can't place a cache when they should know better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't because of this guideline, because of this guideline, because of this guideline.
You got to read the guidelines before you act stupid.
Yeah. Well, they say, well, but it's up for interpretation, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there it is, up for interpretation. But do you really want to put the cache out that bad that you just can't accept it and
yeah.
move on?
Can't you move it 20 feet?
The approver's interpretation is no.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
final word.
Accept it.
you know, he's just doing his job, and he's not even getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm. And they can't physically go out there. They check a few things on the map, and, you know, does it overlap with somebody else? Is it near a forbidden area? And he's got to take your word on for some of it.
Appreciate much.
Keep looking at things.
Well, it looks like it could be really quick.
Yeah.
When do you think you're going to head out?
I'm going to start headed out right now. Yeah, it's starting to sprinkle.
Uh-oh.
You want to take a look at the laptop and set up the stuff line?
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.